And we are live, I think. So a quick actually the last fuck up probably. We misjudged the when everything was closing down, so we're sadly have to fast forward the closing note a little bit. I hope this sounds fine. So thank you everybody for watching the Arch Linux Conference 2020. This is a closing remark, a little bit how things were planned and how everything went was done. So the conference organization was loosely based around the Arch Linux Conf channel at Freenode. We were using for the planning and the note stuff, we sort of used Etherpads for everything. It allows fairly decentralized way of working with people, and it sort of allows everybody to do quick notes as we go along. A lot of the meetings was done over Jitsi or Mumble, a little bit after how we sort of managed to do them or how we planned it. So the follow-up to the CFP was a little bit interesting. I wrote the initial mail for this conference that around 22nd of July. I then at the same time realized Anthrax and Alan had sort of been bugging a little bit about trying to get a conference running. I listed it the 28th of July as the first meeting time, but that was pushed ahead a little bit the week because of other work. So we started the first meeting for this conference the 4th of August. We sort of had around six public meetings for this conference and a few non-public meetings to sort of wrap things up and ensure things were running smoothly. The CFP for this conference call for participation was sent around August of 20th. Which listed the submission deadline for 18th of September and a video deadline of 5th of October. The 5th of October did not work because I actually got the last presentation sent to email last night, along with Judd's surprise welcome. So a little bit off schedule on that one. And then we had the conference date of the 10th and 11th of October. The new draft was sent to the Arch Linux webpage on the it was already sent on the 21st of September, but we sort of could have had sorry, this is done live, people are talking or typing to me, so I'm improvising a little bit. And that news out of done to this 1st of September. We should preferably have had a little bit better time for this conference planning, but we did actually manage to pull off 2 full days of conferences. The CFP was done by Pretalks, which there we were sponsors, we got it for free. And then we used the CCC Video Operating Center, the C3 VOC for the mainstream, which we sent our RTMP endpoint. And then we had the Twitch Restream secondary, which was also provided by C3 VOC. This setup was done using OBS, all of these fancy stuff, and I'll do a blog post later about all the nitty-gritty details of this. This is how it looks like, looked like on the as running the stream. Time taker, the OBS layout, studio mode, and the Twitch moderation chat with a few other windows with IRC and other stuff. We had some failures. The TPM talk had, in essence, two failures. I had food pickup that was 10 minutes late, so I actually had to run down to start that talk. And then also internet connection dropped. Also been some Jitsi fallout freezes. But that's largely just been dealt with as we went along. Other than that, we have had no huge failures, maybe possible the forwarding of the closing talk, but hey, yeah, largely a smooth sailing affairs. So some few statistics. On Twitch we had 146 average viewers. We had 3,694 unique viewers. On C3 Walk on Saturday we had between 200 and 250 viewers, and on Sunday we had 105. So we, at the top of everything, we had around 500 viewers of this conference. The total amount of questions that was asked was 80 on Saturday, 89 on Sunday, which gives us a total of 169 questions, which is amazing. Thank you everybody for participating in the chat. So what's going to happen now is that we are going to do the video uploads. There's no ETA on that because there's a lot of materials to go through, and some of them requires a little bit of stitching to make it work. We still had some audio desync issues. And we also do a drop with resources, such as the Blender scene with the raining Arch logo, the music mix, and the release of the Revenge Day track. I'll also do a collection of all the OBS stuff that was released, along with any scripts that was done to drive the pages. So I'd like to do a quick rundown of the conference team, which was David, Jonas, McLanu, Luna, and Thirsty Lark. And then we also had the additional heralds of Aculet, which was Tor, and then Secret. We also have had a bunch of stream moderators and IRC OPs, which I'm very grateful for watching over the IRC and stuff. Now we'll see. We had the DJs, Revenge Day, and Code Rob, which gave us two amazing mix tracks. The artwork you saw on the stream was largely done by Svimonet, which did the blue border stuff you see here, and then Netsys Fire, which did the Blender render of the rainy arch logo. And then I want to do a special thank you to Jed Vinette and Greg Crow Hartman for the Well, for the two welcome speeches they sent in after me bugging them on a little short notice. It was really appreciated. I want to thank Tobias at Pretalks for giving us the CFP system, which solved a lot of issues during the conference planning. And I want to thank the C3 Walk for providing the stream of this event. And I don't have a list of people affiliated, so just everyone in the VOC lounge at Hackint. Thank you very much. Lastly, I want to thank all our fantastic speakers at this event. A bunch of amazing presentations, a bunch of great presentations, Q&A sessions, a lot of great stuff overall. And lastly, I want to thank you for watching. Stay safe. Hopefully, we'll be do, able to do this next year, preferably in person. If not, there'll be another online Archlinux conference, hopefully. But we'll see. If you're interested, please stick around in Archlinux Conf on Freenode for the organization planning. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us for these 2 days, and I hope it was a pleasure watching this stream. We'll do some sort of after party in the Arch Linux Conf channel over Jitsi if people want to join. We'll see what happens. Thank you. Thank you so much, people, everyone.